killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
The car sped down the road, the V8 Ford being pushed to its limits. Trees blurred together and the wind roared against the car. Bonnie's heart seemed to be racing the motor vehicle, but it wasn't from fear or nerves. No, her adrenaline had sent her on a high.
What are you laughing at, sugar?
Said Clyde as he spared her a brief glance. The grin on his face sent a thrill through her. Oh, how she loved that stupid grin, despite the few crooked teeth.
Oh, nothing,
she scoffed.
I was just thinking about those goons chasing us.
The past few days had been a whirlwind. Bonnie had lost friends and her leg was the definition of a bad injury. But she was alive, alive and with the love of her life. What more could a girl ask for? The road was plain and straight, boring, but it allowed Clyde to turn to her while he spoke, his eyebrows raised.
What's so special about those goons that it would steal your precious thoughts away from me?
Well, there were some really handsome ones back at the last bank,
she teased, and the car swerved slightly. Bonnie threw back her head out and let out a laugh.
Oh, my dear Clyde, no one could ever take you away from me.
Clyde took one hand off the steering wheel and knitted a hand in his before bringing it to his lips and placing a soft kiss on her knuckle. Bonnie didn't care that the whole country was looking for her. She just wished that one of her stupid friends had survived to drive the car so she could be in the back in Clyde's arms.
The world is ours for the taking, dollface,
said Clyde, his focus back on the road, but his hand still entwined in hers.
We can go wherever you desire.
Bonnie's smile grew. When she was with Clyde, she felt unstoppable. No, together they were unstoppable, and the world would know it.
I want to see Europe,
she said,
and I feel like a new challenge.
Bonnie knew the ordinary person would get away and lie low, live out the rest of their days, but Bonnie wasn't an ordinary person, and neither was Clyde. No, they were Bonnie and Clyde, the star-crossed lovers who would do it all. Not to mention the thrill of the heist was one of the best feelings in the world. Besides the feeling she got every time Clyde spared her a glance, and she wasn't about to give up either.
To Europe,
said Clyde.
To new adventures.
The road began to curve, and soon the couple found themselves rounding a corner, and the street no longer stood empty as down the road another Ford V8 stood. Bonnie didn't have to think twice to know that something was off, and it seemed neither did Clyde.
Sugar,
said Clyde, as the car began to slow. He looked over once again, his hand tightening around hers.
I want you to jump out and run.
Bonnie knew the odds were against them, but there was no way she was leaving Clyde. Bonnie leaned over and placed a kiss on his cheek before saying,
I'll never leave your side, my dear Clyde. I'll ride till I die.
The car continued to slow, but before Bonnie could reach back and grab a weapon, the shots began.
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse.
I am Danny.
And I am Nolzi Lee. And this week, if you haven't caught on already, why haven't you? We are speaking about Bonnie and
yeah,
Clyde.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't give you a title. We didn't just give you a whole story. I mean, a whole Bonnie and Clyde. And again, general knowledge you should know.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Or just have heard the names.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde were an American criminal couple who traveled the central United States with a gang during the Great Depression.
I mean, how more epic can you get?
Right?
I mean, like what? Like, screw Romeo and Juliet. Let's have what they have. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Okay. We don't want to be criminals. But it's still really cool. Okay. So we had Bonnie Elizabeth Parker and Clyde Chestnut Barrow.
Okay. I think he was angry because his parents named him Chestnut. That's why he started crime. Because
it's like, who did we say? OJ, Orange Juice. What yeah. is his name?
I can't.
But Orange it's the Juice same Simpson. Thing. Chestnut. Chestnut?
Oh, my little chestnut.
Please, people, when you name your future children, please choose decent names. Okay.
Especially if they're going to be criminals.
Exactly.
Okay, which you wouldn't know, but like, all the criminals have funny names. Can
That's
we please
actually
just
so
like,
true.
Tone it down?
But let's look at their rise to fame, okay? And because before this, they weren't really well known. They were,
yeah, they
just,
were just a
couple of people playing around,
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. But in April 1933, they were in their gang and they were basically just having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
They were liquor and smoking cigarettes and playing card games and gambling. And obviously, their neighbors were not happy. And one of their neighbors was like, enough is enough. And he went to the police. And the police came. Now, you see, that from the stories they had heard, the police thought this must be like a bootlegging operation.
Yeah.
So they came prepared. Because also, this was the prohibition. Remember, if you don't know what that is, go listen to our show on gangsters. Go. If you haven't listened to it, why not? But go.
Can I just say Bonnie was a bit of a hypocrite, though?
Why?
She was married before she met Clyde.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We get there.
Bonnie.
But so five policemen showed up, and they were like, come out with your hands up. Did they? No, that's not Bonnie and Clyde.
Nope.
Dial. So they opened fire. Them and the gang. Oh, and before we actually move forward, let's look at the members of the gang. There were five. There was Bonnie, Clyde, Buck Barrow, which was Clyde's brother, his wife Blanche, and then a friend W.D. Jones. And I watched a video, and they were like, he must have been such a fifth wheel. And I was...
He was, because it's like couples, and then you, so what are you
doing? Shame, man. Like, did you not have a girlfriend? Were you lonely? Like, come on, pull up your socks and jack up your game. Anyway, they open fired. I think W.D., he got shot in the shoulder. They killed a policeman, and they injured another one.
Yeah.
And they got away. But do you know what happened with Blanche? Her dog ran down the road. So instead of getting in the vehicle, she ran after the dog Snowball.
At least she loved the dog.
The dog got away and she got in the vehicle anyway, so she wasted time.
Yeah, but like she showed that she loved the dog.
True. But
Snowball.
But you
have named your dog Chestnut.
Flying. Bullets are flying and you are going after your dog.
I think this is, it just shows how much these people were into crime or were in crime. Because for us, if bullets are flying, we duck. They just like, no, my dog!
Run!
And then nothing else is happening. Snowball is like, no, I'm tired of you and your guns.
Snowball is like, peace out, I'm gone. Anyway, they disappeared in a car full of weapons. Now, that wasn't the reason they became famous. It was what they left behind. Bonnie was kind of like an amateur photographer.
Yeah.
And she also had this dream of being a star on the silver screen.
Yeah.
So she often used to write like screenplays and poems, and we actually got a piece of her poem called Story of Suicide Cell that says, I left my old home for the city to play in its mad, dizzy whirl, not knowing how little of pity it holds for a country girl. And on her camera, they had these two photos, and these poems and photos were put in every newspaper.
Yeah.
They were everywhere. Yeah. And there was one photo of her standing in all black and she was holding a gun to Clyde's stomach. And another one where she was next to like a really big car with like a cigar in
her mouth.
Now, why this was so important is because, first of all, we are in the age of the Great Depression. Things ain't great.
Yeah.
Okay. You also have to remember at said time, women didn't have many rights.
Not at all.
So when you see these pictures of this couple taking life in their own hands and kind of being like, because they literally said it was like, screw Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam is the personification of America, for those who don't know. People were like, yes, go Bonnie and Clyde. They literally romanticized crime. And this was obviously a problem.
Cause
I know we kind of do that.
No,
sometimes we might seem like we do that, but we don't try. These people literally romanticized crime. They were rooting for Bonnie and Clyde rather than the cops. And they were just seen as these poor folks who had taken what life had given them and they didn't care about anyone.
But I think that's the case until they rob you. Now it's not.
Well, we'll see why the perspective changes later on. But let's look at their early life because, you know, those often affect people's personalities and mental
states. Yeah.
So Clyde had six brothers. They grew up living under a wagon. So my man didn't have a happy childhood. And then he like moved to the slums. And then his brother started stealing cars and robbing banks. And he then ended up in like nice suits and driving fancy cars. So Clyde was like, I want to...
This is where the money is.
And that's where he started his life as a criminal. However, with Bonnie actually got married at the age of 15. And then, unfortunately, her husband was kind of like a crook and cheat. So she left him And he then died later on trying to escape from prison.
Yeah.
They then met when Clyde was 19 and fell romantically
in love.
Star-crossed lovers, as we say. And they weren't together for long because Clyde got himself arrested. Well done. But,
hypocrite.
Okay,
Bonnie.
Can we just talk about this, okay? Bonnie found a way to sneak a weapon into the prison so Clyde could escape. If my future husband didn't sneak into a prison with a weapon for me, why am I marrying you? I'm just saying.
Can I just say Bonnie could do that for Clyde?
No, I wouldn't
end up
in... But
she didn't do that for her husband.
I wouldn't end up in prison because I wouldn't get caught, but...
If... By some chance.
By some chance. If he ain't willing to bring me my escape material...
I don't think it would work now, though.
He'd find a way.
Back then, the prison systems...
That is also true. But as for the first husband, I mean, he was so much older than her. She was 15. She didn't love him. She loved Clyde. Love is a very big motive.
Yeah. Just like, okay, you're going to die in prison while I
you
save him.
And I'll save you.
That's
Everyone
disgusting.
Wins. Anyway, he got out and then was recaptured. Great, Clyde. Such good criminal.
All right.
And basically what happened was he was, at that time, again, prison was not meant for rehabilitation. It was meant to break a person. He would work cool hours and his cellmate bullied and sexually abused him. So my man, he didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there. He was having, it wasn't a great time. And he actually got revenge on the cellmate by one day luring him into the bathroom and maybe taking his head off with a pipe. He even cut two of his own toes off so he wouldn't have to work the grueling hours in the sun.
Oh my word.
But his mom actually got him out of prison. Go moms. Shout out.
Why?
And he was reunited with the love of his life.
Missing two toes.
See, I don't like feet. Ew. Okay. This would just be more of an excuse to make sure you wore socks. I just like, I don't want to see your feet.
Yeah. Oh,
gross.
That's crazy.
And they continued their life of crime.
I feel like she ran the couple.
Yeah, I feel like because he very much snapped in the second time in prison. You know the way those people, they just snap.
Yeah.
He snapped. The straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
That's what happened in that prison. And I mean, if you, again, I've brought up this show before. It's called Timeless. One episode, they did a Bonnie and Clyde episode. And the way they portray how mentally insane these people were. It's people who have no regard for their life.
Yeah.
They have no regard for other people's lives. They're just in it for the fun.
But you can see from her poem that she was very depressed as well.
Yeah, on the inside, but on the outside, it's
It was like,
let's go.
Let's kill people.
Let's rob a bank. Come on, guys. Where's your energy?
So they began their life of crime by committing robberies, mainly gas stations and regular stores. And then Clyde's goal was to get back.
Yeah, he
at
was like, I'm
going to
get back at this prison. They wanted to break me, and I'm going to break them. An eye for an eye kind of thing.
And Bonnie is on the side like, I just want to be famous.
Well, Bonnie got arrested.
Yeah.
And in prison, she wrote poems about how much she loved Clyde.
Shame.
She really did love him.
She did love him.
I think that, shame. Except she still wore her wedding ring. Till the day she died, she wore her wedding ring. And it wasn't the wedding ring from, because Clyde and her never got married.
Do you think he was like, I re-propose to you with the same ring your ex-husband gave you.
Oh, no. That is when I leave a man. Uh-oh. What is that?
Like, wait, take it off. Let me put it back.
Where is the... Oh, no. Especially when you are robbing banks.
I was about to say because they were broke, but then they're not,
you're
not broke.
You're robbing banks.
So what was the excuse?
You have money. Go use that money.
And I can't say she still
loved a nice ring.
The ex-husband, because
she obviously did not love the ex-husband. We know that because she didn't help him escape.
Yeah,
I mean she put in the effort for Clyde.
Wait, what is your excuse? Because I'd ask that question. Why is your ring still on your finger? No, but. I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
he
but also like
to
in that
day,
those days, divorce was also not a thing, eh?
Yeah. So you just accepted.
Maybe
that
the husband hadn't died yet. I don't know what date the husband died.
Yeah.
So she couldn't divorce him, and I don't know. People, like we said, the mafia goes to church every Sunday. Yeah. Maybe it's just some ethical code that We'll sell drugs, but we go to church on Sunday. We'll rob banks, but we can't break the marriage law. Like, does that make sense?
Okay, but they like together, so technically, like,
it's still broken. But a priest wouldn't have been able to officiate the wedding.
Yeah,
because she's still married.
He probably was just like, keep that ring
then
on your
fake
finger.
Your
me
name.
And you are now married.
Fake your name.
Yeah, you guys are Bonnie and Clyde.
What is it actually?
Can I just say to Bonnie and Clyde's parents, thank you so much for naming them individually, obviously, Bonnie and Clyde, because I didn't think you'd have worked with anyone else's name.
True. Do you know my dog's name was Bonnie once?
Oh.
She's not alive anymore, but we loved her. And basically, yeah, like we said, while Bonnie was in prison, Clyde kept on with his robberies, enjoying life, but this is when they started to go downhill. And the reason things went downhill is because they killed quite a couple of people.
Yeah.
So you see, I feel like when they were just stealing I thought of this. There's a song, and in the song it goes, "The bank robbed the people, so the people robbed the bank."
Yeah.
So I feel like in that time the people were like, yes, take back from America because we're living in this depression, all that kind of stuff. But when you start leaving bodies, then they're like, oh, no.
But also, That is.
And they killed quite a couple of people.
Because they weren't Robin Hood. So they weren't taking from the bank and killing the people.
Yeah, but it still showed that someone could beat the system.
Yeah.
That's the whole, again, that's the ideal behind it rather than the action.
Yeah.
And they basically, if you got in their way, you were shot dead. End of story. Good luck. And they also always got away because their car just was much faster. That's what literally research said, is that their car had much more horsepower than police cars at that time, and they had robbed the National Guard armories, so they were very locked and loaded, ready to go.
Yeah.
So they were dangerous. I mean, they weren't someone to mess around with, I think.
A gang of five people.
Especially a gang of five people.
What could you do with a gang of five people?
I'd take over the world, I'm just saying.
With four other people.
With four other people, and then I'd kill the other four so I could rule the world. No, I'm joking.
Okay, don't join her gang. I won't kill you. I'll just hand you over to the FBI and they'll probably burn you and you'll get lost in the file room. FBI, please don't come after me. I'm so sorry.
Shame, we really would be the world's most horrible bosses. And basically, things started to decline for them, and the start of the decline was when they were in a really bad accident and Bonnie really hurt her leg.
Yeah.
Like serious burns.
Yeah.
Like life and death situations. Yeah. So they went to a town. They then took captive a marshal and the sheriff, and they then attempted to rob a bank so they could get provisions and medicines, but they killed someone, so they had to flee, and they went to another town, and they boarded up their windows with newspaper, and Bonnie was resting, and Clyde and them all went out to get medicine, but already the hotel people were like, this is fishy, and the people at the pharmacies were also like, no, so they called the cops, and the cops kind of realized who they were dealing with.
Yeah.
So they bought armored cars and machine guns, and they're like, no, we're getting these people.
Do
now.
You go as a cop? Like, it's Bonnie and Clyde, guys. We've just caught Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, wait, I've got that thing.
Yeah, do you really want to take them on? That's the question. That is the question. And what happened was actually half his skull got shot off.
Yeah.
Glass shattered in Blanche's eye, almost blinding her. So three members of the team are now critically wounded.
Yeah.
But they all got away.
Yeah.
And they managed to escape to an amusement park where they laid low for a little bit till the cops found them. And this time only Bonnie, Clyde, and what is that? What letter in the English language? W. That's my new letter, right?
Yeah.
W.
That's okay. The guy's name.
W.D. Jones was, they escaped, and Blanche was arrested, and Buck was killed. And then later on, they separated ways, and he was actually arrested later on.
Luckily, he didn't die.
Yeah, shame. He actually didn't die. Mm.
Well, eventually, I'm sure he has.
Yeah. He's probably dead now.
But not like that. Imagine being able to tell the Bonnie and Clyde story.
For reals. Why is my life so boring? Okay. So, in January 1934, he decided it's revenge time, and he actually broke out several people from the prison he was in. So, he also did a prison escape, okay? And then, now, the Texas Department of Corrections were getting very angry, because even in that breakout, the mayor was killed.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. So, they put this huge task force together, and they're like, we're going on this huge manhunt, we have to bring Bonnie and Clyde in, okay?
Yeah.
Like, enough is enough. The Barrow Gang picked up a new member called Henry Methvin, and again, they killed two people, policemen. Okay, and by now,
people were
already bad in the public eye, but they wanted to make it worse, and they actually said in a newspaper that Bonnie stood laughing at the dead policeman's body, when in fact, she was literally fighting for her life in the backseat because of her leg. She didn't even shoot him. But it kind of then was like, oh, no, we're not going to support him. Now they were completely disregarded in the public eye. And Methvin got arrested again. Bonnie and Clyde seemed to be the only ones.
Yeah, I don't know if that were. After that time, they were like, we're never going back to prison again.
No. And basically, on the 23rd of May, they set up a blockade on the Louisiana State Highway. And they were literally armed to the teeth, and they were waiting in bushes. And what they did is they put Methvin in the car, a broken down V8 Ford on the road, because obviously if Bonnie and Clyde drove past, they would have been like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And they would have slowed down. So obviously Bonnie and Clyde came down the road, and as they started to slow down, the cops opened fire. It said that by the time the car actually came to where the cops were standing, the cops had emptied out all their guns.
Yeah.
That's how many bullets had been fired. They found 17 bullets in Clyde and 26 in Bonnie.
Why did she take more? Was she like trying to jump in front of Clyde?
That's
or something?
A lot of bullets.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you see pictures of the car, it just it's very holy.
Yeah. If you know what we're saying.
And the cops found weapons stashed in the back, and it was that was the death of Bonnie. And honestly, it was quite epic.
I think the guy was like, bring them in, dead or alive, but mostly dead, but bring them in.
I think they probably had a kill order on them. That many bullets made you not shooting to bring them in alive.
No, you are shooting not to kill
chance.
These people.
No. But that's the thing. They living on this high, they don't care what happens to them. So if they hadn't been, if they weren't shooting to kill, Bonnie and Clyde probably would have taken all of them out.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And they were asked to be buried together. Their family said no.
Rude.
Just saying.
Yeah, that broke my heart when I heard that part.
That
I was like,
rude.
Just put them. And then I thought, but they're not in those bodies anymore. But I was like, still.
And you can actually go see the car in Nevada, and it's still got the bullet holes and the blood stain on the seats. So you can go see it.
That's disgusting.
In Whiskey Pete's Casino in Prim, if anyone is interested. I would love to actually see that.
I would love to see it, but I wouldn't want to see the bloodstained seats. Can you imagine how much blood that was, though? 26
bullets
in her, 17 in him.
Ooh. So, there has been a modern version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their parents didn't name them well.
Emmanuel and Cara Williams.
Okay, I love the name Emmanuel because it means God with us, but...
But not for a criminal.
Not for a criminal.
No.
Emmanuel and Cara Williams.
They robbed 15 banks in Florida and Alabama from December 2012 to October 2013. They were arrested in their Tampa homes, and if you look on security cameras, the guy would always wear long sleeve shirts and hide his scar on his left hand with tape or gloves, and the woman would always pass along this note that said, I have a gun, so be quiet and fast and no one gets hurt. Hand me all your 20s, 100s, and 50s, be fast and no alarms. Altogether, they stole $54,000.
I don't know if you realized when she was telling Bonnie and Clyde, she was like, and then she told this woman, she's like,
No. I'm sorry. I don't think this is a modern, this is a disgrace to call a modern version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Emmanuel and Clara.
No. Can I just tell you? First of all, when you hear Bonnie and Clyde, you know Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
What is this? Who has ever heard of Williams?
They robbed 15 banks.
Did they break people out of prison? Did Cara break Emmanuel out of prison? No. Did they race cars and be fostered in the police? No. Did they chase after a dog on the road?
She wrote a note.
Do I care?
No, I'm so sorry. If you're going to rob a bank, please be epic. You can't write a note saying, shut up, I've got a gun.
Did they die in an epic death? No. This is not a modern day version.
Okay, let's go kill them. Then
this
maybe they'll be...
a sad attempt. And it failed. Don't be... Don't
15
be like
banks. With a note. That is admirable.
I could do that.
15 banks with a note. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to stick up for you. Your names are not helping. You can't see.
You really could think that they are the modern version of Bonnie and Clyde.
No,
honestly,
I don't.
Look at me and tell me that they are the modern version of
Bonnie
and
Clyde. Nah, I'm just trying to help them.
Plus, it was 2012, guys. The aesthetic of the 1930s versus 2012 is very different and very...
And only 54,000 in 2012.
Exactly.
You robbed 15 banks and only got 54,000.
Yeah, do the math.
I'm literally doing the math because I'm trying to figure out if these people were really modern day or if they were just playing with us. Because why would you rob 15 banks and only get 54,000 rand out of it? Which means that each bank you stole 3,600.
Disgrace.
Okay, I'll put that into rands. Let's pretend for a second that the trade value is 14 rand because it's always 14 rand something. So 50,400 at each bank.
Disgrace. You're not a modern day version of Bonnie and Clyde. You might have been a couple. I'll give you that. Were you star-crossed lovers? Hell no! No!
Don't they stole 756,000 rands. That's in rands. 54,000.
No, so not even a mil. You're sad.
Yeah, they didn't even get
you
to a million.
Sad. Sad.
Sorry,
attempt.
Guys. I tried to help you
but I'm
obviously,
sorry. Like I said, you didn't break someone out of prison. You didn't break a whole other bunch of people out of prison. Okay, you not feared the way they were. You didn't have the name Bonnie and Clyde, guys. I didn't even know Clyde their surnames till I did this research. That's how epic they were because we're on first names. You know how
so you're telling me you
be.
Hand a note, they give you 3,600, and then you leave that bank.
Yeah.
Like you gone, you done. That's all you wanted from that.
A whole 3,000.
Like
not even an even like 5 or 10.
Yeah, no.
A whole 3,600.
I really tried to stick up for you guys, but from the names I heard that it wasn't going well here.
Yeah, Emmanuel and Cara Williams, you tried and you failed. You plummeted, hit rock bottom. And guess what? You're sitting in prison. Didn't even get your epic finale. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Just saying. If you're going to do it right.
Bonnie Parker. Clyde Barrow.
Exactly. Bonnie and Clyde. The star-crossed lovers who did it all.
Emmanuel Williams. Cara Williams.
Who are sitting in prison.
They sound like high school teachers. Okay, guys.
High school teachers. Imagine you. Apparently, I think the wife used to work for the bank.
Oh.
You actually even stole from the people who employed you. That's not very grateful.
It's not.
It's not very grateful.
And then you used a note.
Oh, no. I have a gun. At least make it epic.
The only time a note was ever epic was D.B. Cooper.
Yes.
That's the
because
only
he
time.
He was hijacking a plane.
Yes.
A aeroplane.
And
you
he was
didn't
never
even
found.
Take hostages. Disgrace. Bottom tier criminal.
Can I just say, whoever's trying to rob a bank, please don't take hostages. Please don't rob
oh, yeah,
a bank.
Please don't rob banks. Don't take hostages.
FBI, don't come after us. We're not trying to say people should rob banks. Even if they did rob banks, I think you'd lose the proof or the stuff.
Yeah, it'd probably... But. Oh, there was a flood in the storage room. Really?
Your storage room is the only storage room that ever gets flooded or burnt down.
Actually.
That is very sad.
Actually. So yes, Bonnie and Clyde.
We didn't find a modern day Bonnie and Clyde though.
And honestly, I don't think there will ever be one because you can't do what they did now.
Yeah.
There's too many cameras and...
And if you
security,
did...
Yeah, shame. If you can pull this off now... Can I have lessons? No, I'm joking. No, Shane, you can't. And it's just this aesthetic of those car chases.
Yeah.
Like,
And they can't be faster than the cop
car. Why was I born in this generation?
But for another week.
Yes.
FBI don't come after us. No mourners.
No funerals.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Join the Active FM shows, well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.